Thank you, Chris. Well, I'm pleased to be talking about the ethics of multi-jurisdictional practice. And I appreciate being asked to speak again at this webinar. I really enjoy the UT webinars. Look, I was born and raised in Louisiana, although I really talk fast for a Southerner. I'm licensed to practice law in Louisiana, and I know everybody learned in law school the law of the United States, except Louisiana. Each of you learned that Louisiana is a civil law jurisdiction. It does not have the common law. It's uncommon law. I'm going to pause right there. That's as funny, by the way, as this is going to get. I wish I could be there with you in person to talk about multi-jurisdictional practice. But during this pandemic, we've all gotten used to working remotely and attending too many Zoom conferences and wearing face masks when we go out in public. I mean, what kind of face mask do you wear when you go in public? You wear something serious? Perhaps you wear something stylish? Maybe you wear a family-oriented face mask. Or perhaps you have a weird face mask. Maybe you have something that's simply too strange for words. But whatever kind of face mask you have, throughout this pandemic, we have to continue to work. We work for our clients. And although the focus of your gas and power work may be in Texas, few of us have practices that are confined to a single state. Now, we're all working on matters across the country all the time, across borders all the time. Our clients retain us because of our knowledge and experience, not necessarily for our geography. Now, certainly, there can't be anything wrong with handling deals in other states where we're not licensed, as long as we have some involvement of a local lawyer, right? And do we really even need that if we know the laws really well? And by the way, once this pandemic ends, we'll all be back on the road, meeting with clients and attending conferences and traveling as much as before to states where we're not licensed. Now, and there's nothing wrong, of course, with working from the road, is there? Or while working while attending conferences, or perhaps working while on vacation outside our home state, right? I mean, that's what we do all the time, and even more so during this pandemic. Well, there are several overriding issues whenever we deal with out-of-state practice, whether we're physically in another state, dealing with the laws of another state, or simply transporting ourselves from state to state while we're working on our phone or laptop. Wherever we're doing work for a client, we're practicing law, especially if we're billing for it. But each state has its own definition of the practice of law, and the ABA model rules, as well as the rules of most states, prohibit lawyers from, quote, practicing law under that state definition, unless they meet a narrow set of exceptions contained in the equivalent of ABA Rule 5.5. Look, we're practicing law when we handle a deal where the property is in a state where we're not licensed, and we're advising clients about that. Look, we're practicing law when we're out of state at a convention. We're practicing law when we work when we're on vacation out of state, or when we go to another state to meet with a client or negotiate a deal. Now, our customary multi-state practices, things that we do every day, trigger ethical concerns. There are deliberate multi-state transactions where we know we're dealing with laws in another state. There are inadvertent multi-state issues. You take a phone call while you're in a convention out of state and you bill for that call. There's problems for inside counsel. There's problems for outside counsel. And there are differences in state bar rules. As in addition, there's the ABA rules, which deal with our licensing, and the ALI restatement of the law governing lawyers, which is used by courts for the sanctioning of lawyers. So, how am I to cover all these topics? I mean, how can I do this in the time allotted? I only got 42 minutes left. Well, I'm going to be talking really fast in my Louisiana accent, and I'll be using demonstrative exhibits.